We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, it's 8:21 on WGIC News Talk 1080.
All right, Tuesday from 6 to 9 at Goodwin College's main auditorium, American Eagle Financial Credit Union will host a first-time home buyer expo. Here to talk about that with us is Patty Mason, VP of Real Estate Lending for American Eagle. Patty, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Patty.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're good, thanks. We were talking, Ray and I were talking off air. We think the thing that people don't understand the most is when they buy a house for the first time, be prepared at the closing to be there for at least an hour signing paperwork.
At least.
I heard you gentlemen say that earlier. I've heard you both have bought three homes in the process. So you're both veterans. You've done this.
We're veterans in, as you know, Patty, we're veterans in more ways than
I've lost use of my left hand because of all the paper I had to sign.
Exactly. No, sometimes folks are very scared about the process. And this expo is really designed to take that fear away and give you as much information as we can hand out in a three-hour process. And really make you feel confident at the end of that 3 hours that you can go and buy your first home and feel very comfortable.
But it's amazing,
in that process.
Patty, you know, people are more, because if you've been on the market lately and put your house up, I mean, people, A, are more picky. Number two, they tend to, they'll get somebody in to look at the house for them, which is a good idea, to be perfectly honest. And so then you can negotiate a price maybe from there. But what are some of the other things that people kind of dread?
Well, I think that home inspection is a very scary part of the process.
Yeah.
And even just getting pre-qualified, how much, you know, I think that big scary part is you want to get pre-qualified before you go out and look for your dream home because you need to know what the parameters are. You don't want to find a $500,000 home and only realize you can afford $250,000. So I think that process of getting pre-qualified is really important, and that's where the mortgage loan originator comes into play.
What do you think scares people the most, Patty, when they're looking for a new house?
Well, I think the scariest part is where do I want to live? What's most important to folks, right?
Right.
Is it schools? Is it being near a city? Is it having activity? So I think that's the scariest part. What's the most important? And if it's a couple, it could be a competing idea of who is going to win out on what you pick as a location. But I also think how much money you have to save. I think that's another scary part of the process. And I think folks go into the process thinking you have to put 20% down, which is such a misnomer.
You don't have to anymore?
You don't. And it's really surprising. Our first time home buyer product, you have to put 3% down, as little as 3% down. And I think that's surprising. It's 2020 and almost 2020, and people don't realize that you don't need 20% down anymore.
Patty, I think one of the other things that and this comes out of 2008, but I think a lot of people are afraid, okay, I'm buying this house in good faith. I'm going to be here for 10, 15, 20 years. And then something happens, like you lose your job and all of a sudden you can't miss the payments and now you're into foreclosure. So, I mean, that's got to be something. I mean, I've always been a little circumspect about that.
Well, I think after 2008, the government stepped in and the real estate lending arena is a very heavily regulated area.
Yeah.
But the government put even more regulations on that after the 2008 financial crisis. And so there are protections in place for folks that if you do lose your job, there's also insurance
right.
in place if you lose your job.
Oh, okay.
So there are things that the financial institutions have to do to ensure that the first line of defense is not to take somebody's home.
I know one of the things you're going to get into on Tuesday night is the importance of having not just an attorney, but a home inspection.
Yeah, very much.
That is correct. There's going to be a panel of folks in there. And one of the things we found was that the home inspector is where a lot of people spend their time at the expo and the attorney's office, because the home inspector is there for the buyer. They're there to lift up the hood or go behind the curtains and look at the underbelly of the home to make sure everything's in tip-top shape for you.
And yeah, and then you find out you have to be $3,000 to replace something, and you kind of think twice now all of a sudden. So basically, go ahead, Patty.
Well, that's when you renegotiate with the sellers.
Exactly.
You know, that's when your real estate agent gets involved with you to help you kind of negotiate some of those things that the home inspector found.
Hey, Patty, one thing is probably over the last 10 years, 15 years, is basically, you know, the seller obviously has an agent, and sometimes the buyer does. And it's a buyer's – that's the big deal now, a buyer's agent.
Yes. No, a real estate agent is really important for both sides because your buyer is there to help negotiate, but they're also there to help set the expectations and really kind of guide you through the process. They partner very well with the closing attorney and the loan officer, the mortgage loan officer, as well as the home inspector. So it's really sort of they're the orchestrator of the whole process a lot of times.
Proceedings begin Tuesday night at 6. It goes until 9. It's free. It's located at Goodwin College at the main auditorium on 1 Riverside Drive in East Hartford. It is American Eagle Financial Credit's first-time home buyer expo. And one of the experts you'll see there is Patty Mason, Vice President of Real Estate Lending for AEFC. Patty, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, thank you and have a good day.
You too.
That was the most nervous day of my life.
Buying the house?
First time, yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, I agree. Man, what am I doing? It's 828 WTIC, traffic weather together on the 8s. You know, there's some places, I can think of a number of states, where you just go into the mortgage company, do all the paperwork there, and you don't need to get a lawyer.
Yeah, not here.
You may be foolish, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to do that.
No, I don't think I would.
I don't think that doesn't seem like a good strategy.
Whenever there's a lawyer involved, you got to be a little, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It must mean it's more complicated than you think.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.